Good morning, Damien.
G'day, Darren. How are you?
I'm okay. Have a bit of a catch-up with what's happening with AFL Tasmania. So let's start out with the end result from those futures meetings you held around the state, including Dole Park at Penguin. So how far along are we with making some plans out of that?
Yeah, so the futures project obviously started way back in May. It's been really thorough consultation, looking to find a vision and purpose for local footy in the state, and from that, you know, ways of working and the best structures to set us up for success. And the task force work has progressed a lot in the last 2 or 3 months. They're now going to have an audience with the AFL clubs next year around the future direction for Tasmania and the AFL. So it's through those discussions and how far that's progressed, they've started to do a lot of work on pathways. A good time, an opportune time to align our timelines with that AFL work, but also align our work between AFL Tasmania and the task force to look to get some common aims ticked off. And we know that on the other side of this AFL conversation, we'll all be better placed to understand what the landscape looks like, and from that, what the best structures may or may not be.
All right, well, let's talk about structures. Generally, what's the feedback on the amount of competitions being held currently around the state in grassroots footy? Is it are people saying there's too many, or they're happy to keep it as the way it is, or what?
I think what's emerged mostly is that just the power of footy and the spread of it and how important it is to communities. And as a result, a lot of local clubs are really protective of their patch and really keen to see it continue, which is exactly what we are. So when we're talking about competitions or the number of, or basically we just want administration and governments that is set up for sustainable success and is set up in a way that gives clubs in communities right across the state the best chance to continue to exist and provide for their people and their community. So the thing that's shining through loud and clear is that we just need to have streamlined, good governance and good operational support. So whether that means 13 competitions, which we have today, or whether there are other models, one thing that has emerged is there is something in the NTFA model and the divisional structure in Northern Tasmania that is proving very successful. A lot of good feedback through that. So that's something we need to investigate to see whether there's something we can learn from that and whether it can be replicated elsewhere in the state. There are some learnings that we can take out of it and look to replicate and see if they work elsewhere. But we know in Tasmania we're 3 distinct regions, and we have to be mindful that maybe not all the same solutions will work in all 3 regions. We've got to target them differently. That's how we work in Tassie. So got regular dialogues. The amount of people that filled in the survey and the amount of people that continue to have really meaningful conversations around where footy's at and what can be done to help. And one of those key things, loud and clear through the process, is being volunteers. And we're really excited to roll out some support and some additional roles that'll help to support those club volunteers in 2022. And by addition to that, also coaches and umpires.
Here on the northwest coast, and I spoke recently to Andrew Richardson, president of the NWFL, a salary cap, which they'll have a soft cap for a season and then a hard cap the season after. You think that's the way forward for regional comps?
Yeah, salary caps are really important, as are player point systems. We're keenly interested in player movement. We know that player payments have escalated over recent times and to unsustainable levels. And when you have unsustainable player payments, that puts at risk clubs. And that's the last thing we want to see. So we're about setting up salary caps and player points statewide. And we're keenly invested in that project and bringing it to life, because we know we need to help clubs from themselves at times. And what you can see is when player payments escalate, the club down the road then fights to spend more, and then it just gets out of control. So, we're keenly interested in the work of Andrew and others, and are working on it ourselves and have been having discussions regularly with Andrew about it, and I think it's a good step. It's a step in the right direction.
On to the TSL. So where are East Devonport up to with their bid?
Good question. at this point in time, it's just more or less an idea. It's not something that's actually been brought forward to AFL Tasmania. It's just an idea. As they exist today, they're a junior footy club. So there's a long way to go and a lot of discussions that need to take place that haven't had yet. I think, first and foremost, they're an NWFL club or have existed as one. That's where they need to start, and they need to have good conversations with Andrew Richardson around their direction and what they're thinking. And then, you know, if they're keen on the TSL, they need to have conversations with us at AFL Tasmania to understand where things are headed and what may come out of the AFL piece. It's a big journey because as it exists today, they don't have a senior program. So just want to caution and make sure people understand where it sits, because the last thing we want to do is, hit go on a team coming in from East Devonport into the TSL and then see it have a really negative impact on the broader region and see players gravitate from other clubs and other clubs fall over as a result. That's not what we want. So anything that is done in that space has to value add for the region.
Finally, great news about young Sam Banks getting drafted to the Tigers.
Absolutely fantastic news. It's one of the great joys of working in footy, watching draft night and seeing Tasmanians realise their AFL dreams. And I couldn't be happier for Sam Banks. He's such a ripping character. Terrific story of someone that really wanted it. He comes from a little town just outside of Oatlands. He went to Oatlands District High up until year 10. He did all the travelling just to bring it to life. And those that know him will know he's got that bit of country swagger about him. He's such a good kid. He has such a good head on his shoulders. And he was a leader in our Devils program, and I have no doubt he'll be a leader in the AFL system and at Richmond in due course. He's a terrific lad, and he's done Tasmanian football proud, and I wish him all the very best.
He's confident but humble, and he's well-spoken, and he's got a big future, I reckon. Aside from all that, he can certainly play football.
Oh, terrific player. Probably buried the lead there. He's got such poise. Such a clean user, smart with the ball in hand. He's a magnificent footballer. And if he hadn't had his wrist injury this year, you would have heard his name called out even earlier. So the Tigers potentially could have a bit of a steal on their hands with that one. And they've got a nice Tasmanian link now. Well, they have for many years, the Tigers, but that's four now on their list, current list. Two Clarence, two North Launceston. Terrific to see Sam enter the AFL, and I know he'll do a great job by himself, his family, and Tasmanian footy. He's a beauty.
Yeah, good for him. All right, thanks for having me on, Damien. Appreciate it.
No worries, anytime. Thanks, Darren.